You're listening to the Shared Security Show, exploring the trust you put in people and technology with your hosts, Tom Esten, Scott Wright, and Kevin Johnson. Welcome to episode 264 of the Shared Security Show. And joining me this week is very special guest, Kathleen Smith, Chief Outreach Officer at clearjobs.net. Welcome back to the show, Kathleen.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. And wow, look at all those numbers. That's fabulous. Congrats. I hope you're proud of that.
I am. Thank you. Thank you very much. And in fact, you've been a part of that, this journey of the podcast. You were actually on episode 100, which was a couple of years ago. And then I actually had you on the show way back in 2019 as well. So you are a frequent reoccurring guest. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here. Really, really. I mean, you've done such a beautiful job with the podcast and you're so well thought of in the community. So it's always great to be on your show, obviously, if this is my third time.
Yes. Well, thank you for the kind words. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
So today we wanted to have you back on the show, and the topic, of course, there's a lot going on in the tech industry right now we have layoffs, we have a lot of things going on in the recruiting world. And I think it's just an interesting time right now for people looking for new opportunities, or maybe they don't have a choice, right? They have to look for a new opportunity because they've just unfortunately been laid off. But maybe before we get into that, can you talk a little bit just about yourself and your background and all the cool stuff you've been up to?
Happy to. Yeah, it was funny when you were saying the different times I've been involved. I've been on the show, the different things I've been involved in that. So I always believe that marketing or any kind of business development, any kind of business success is by getting out into the community and talking to people. And that is what I've always loved doing. I love putting together events and being part of events. And I get a little, you know, anxiety about it, but I also get a bit of a rush. So I've been involved in many of the B-sides, security B-sides, hiring villages and career villages, started Higher Ground at B-sides Las Vegas, helped B-sides San Antonio, B-sides Charm, quite a few other B-sides, put together their career villages, worked with the team for DEF CON Career Village. And this is all an offshoot of what I do for my day-to-day job, which is working in the security-cleared community and putting on job fairs, but also working with customers on how do they outreach to job seekers and also talking to job seekers how they, you know, outreach to customers. Because it's this huge question, you know, how do I find a job? How do I find the right people? People have been talking about it for, you know, I've been in this industry now over 20 years, no gray hairs, over 20 years. And the conversation is exactly the same. People say, I can't do this and I can't find the right people. But at the same time, we keep throwing tech at it. And I'm like, we're talking about people. As much as we want to throw tech at it, we're talking about people finding people to do something that inspires them or brings bottom line value to the company. So it's about the people. So that's what I love doing.
Awesome. And you are a podcaster as well, right?
Yeah. How did I forget about that?
Oh my gosh. I have to mention that.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. My team brought it to me and I was like, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And they really, sort of pushed back. So kudos to my entire team who, you know, the boss says no, and they tell me I have to do it. And just around at the same time, a dear friend of mine who had been a customer for several years decided to leave the government contracting world and go into the commercial world. And I said, you know, she has just got a great personality and is so well thought of in talent acquisition and is a character in her own right. So Rachel Bozeman, formerly of another company, now at Consumer Cellular, is my co-host. And
very cool.
We have great fun, a lot of good energy, and we really talk to our customers cleared employers who have different approaches to how they find people. They also have unique opportunities because they support different government contracts. When people think of government contracting, they think it's just government work. And I'm like, well, you could be supporting, you know, the space industry, or you may be supporting intelligence, or you may be doing cybersecurity on, you know, foreign soil. You know, it's a whole variety of different projects. And so it's been a lot of fun. And we're almost at year one.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, doing a podcast is a ton of work. So I can feel, you know, just the, you know, what that's like, especially starting something new. So that's really exciting. And we will, of course, link that in the show notes for everybody. They can check that out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
And I forgot to say, we also have security clearances are sort of this big, term out there. We have a really phenomenal security clearance lawyer who comes in every few episodes and sort of gives us updates on recent litigation, the various different guidelines that people need to keep in aware of, because maintaining your security clearance is an entire other job in of itself. And if you don't understand how the guidelines are ever shifting, you may catch yourself in trouble. So Tony comes on every few shows and gives us a little update.
Awesome.
And he's very knowledgeable and a lot of fun to talk to.
Great. Great. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, we see in the news pretty much every day now, there has been this surge in layoffs, and specifically in the tech industry and obviously in cybersecurity too. We're kind of seeing it all over the place. What is your advice to people that were recently let go from a job?
Don't panic.
That's great advice. Number one.
Don't panic.
That's right. Yeah.
And I say it again, don't panic, because usually what ends up happening is the moment you panic, you start making a lot of really bad decisions. You know, I know it's easier said than done. Oh, you didn't think you'd ever get laid off. You hear it happening, but you don't think it's going to impact you. You think that it is not going to happen to the tech industry. And I have just been absolutely shocked at how many layoffs I've been seeing. You know, we can talk about why it possibly happened, but that doesn't help someone who's been laid off. I think that, again, back to what I first said, don't panic, is really taking a step back and looking at what you want to do and what you're good at and what you're going to be successful at, rather than looking at the position title you had and sort of the outer casing of what that job was about. Was it, you know, a location? Was it a title? Was it a role? What was the essence of that job you liked to do? Was it the technology? Was it customer facing? Was it leading a team? Were you a sole contributor? Really remembering those key elements of what made you very comfortable and very successful in your job, and really anchoring in that. Because a lot of times when I see people shifting to another job or in a rush to get a job, they're like, I won't take anything other than a directorship. Mm. I won't take anything other than leading a team. I won't do this. I won't do that. And I'm like, you know, right now you're not in as much of a driver's seat as you thought you were, and you're not going to be successful in finding a job unless you look at the essence of the job that you're trying to find. And it's also a good time to, you know, we were talking before the show, it's always good to have some time to reflect on what kind of environment you like to work in. We're in a new point where we have hybrid jobs, we have remote jobs, we have people relocating. You know, what did you learn about yourself during the pandemic? And what did you learn about your work environment during the pandemic to sort of ground yourself in the kind of new job you want to find. And this is very similar to a lot of advice I give over the years, because introspection is never something that people go through when they're in a job search. No matter the industry, no matter the level, it always seems to be for people about the title, the position, the money, the perks, all of the ancillary things, rather than these things that are going to make us excited to get up and go to work. When I talk to people who are in my community, they get up to go to work to support the mission or to support the warfighter. My friend that the community lost, Mike Murray, last year, and he was really passionate about healthcare security. He really wanted to make hospitals safe, and he really got to understand what made them work on the inside. There are other people I know who are really excited about crypto. So I think it's really getting back to those basics of, what are you passionate about? And do you want remote? Do you want hybrid? Do you want to relocate? Yep. Don't rush through those decisions. Give yourself a few days. And then, for goodness sake, please, people, clean up your resumes. I had to get off of Slack and Discord because I was doing so many resume reviews. And I said, people, really? Please quit filling out the templates online. Quit having your buddies review your resume. There are so many recruiters out there who will do free resume review. We do them at all of our career villages. Yeah, I was really getting very confused and very frustrated on Discord, when really great, helpful community. I'm not discounting Discord. I'm just saying everyone is having everyone else review their resume, and they're like, dude, that looks like really good resume. And I'm like, no, it doesn't.
There is a lot to say about that. I mean, and that's something I've told people too, is like, you're better off going to someone in recruiting, someone that has, find one of those resume review sessions, like you had mentioned, that are always available in the community. I mean, I see so many people in recruiting and in that area even offering those services for free. That you can take advantage of and get real professional advice.
Never pay for resume review.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
So, or to have someone write your resume. Don't.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think the other point you just made too is about just reflecting, right, on the type of job that you want, reflecting on your past job. What'd you like? What'd you dislike? I don't think we take enough time to think about that, even if you're not laid off, like in your current job, and think about, am I truly happy? I mean, what are the things that make me happy? That's so important.
Well, what we were talking about before we started recording was, there is so much more you can do with your career with your current employer, but you're not having the right conversations. You know, if you're bored in your position right now, you should be telling your manager that. You should be saying, is there someplace else in the company that I could, learn something new or be challenged? Or, what we were chatting about before with, I'm amazed at how many people don't understand their employers are fine with them going and presenting and working at conferences. You just have to let them know.
Yeah.
Some employers, yes, they want to know the December before the following year, but, they have to think of travel budgets. They have to think of staffing. They have to, sort of push back, are you going to DEF CON to goon, or are you going to DEF CON to really learn something?
Yeah.
Nothing against goons. I love you guys, but I'm not quite sure. Well, there is conflict resolution as a skill set that can be learned, and one of those soft skills. So yes, that is important. I don't want to get in trouble with the goons. No.
Yeah, don't do that.
No. I'm not going to do that.
Yes. Employee awareness of cybersecurity threats is critical to your organization. But most employees are bored by traditional security awareness training. The vast majority of employees are much more engaged when training is gamified. ClickArmor is the first fully gamified security awareness platform that reduces employee vulnerability by 60%. These days, we can't avoid cyber threats. They're everywhere, and everyone is a target. Employees really need to get better at avoiding cyber threats, like phishing and social engineering. Most security awareness training solutions aren't effective enough to really change behavior. ClickArmor uses a very different approach that employees love. We use proven gamification techniques with psychological drivers that keep employees motivated to learn and improve their skills. Rather than using controversial live phishing tests that anger many employees and provide unreliable metrics, ClickArmor's unique learning challenges help employees learn about cybersecurity in a fun, stress-free way that builds up their confidence. And our engaging simulated threat scenarios motivate employees to improve their skills in a safe and fun environment. Gamified simulators can also extend far beyond phishing scenarios to practice facing dangerous social engineering scams. Our weekly 3-minute challenges provide continuous reinforcement for employees. Motivating employees to participate willingly means higher assurance reporting for compliance and risk management. Simple integration with your employee directory means that deployment of ClickArmor is a snap, and single sign-on makes usage and ongoing management of ClickArmor easy. ClickArmor has been proven to provide better employee engagement, making IT managers' lives easier. If you're tired of ineffective awareness training that hurts your corporate culture, find out how to gamify your security awareness training experience to improve employee resilience with ClickArmor.
So how has the recent economic situation and the job market affected recruiters like yourself? And maybe thinking about that question in terms of like cybersecurity.
So there's more talent out there now, which is interesting. But I'm not quite sure if people understand that not only are tech people getting laid off, so are recruiters. Because companies are looking to save money, to increase their bottom line. They're looking at their stock prices that they're really trying to take care of. So recruiting departments are also being fired and laid off and clean slates. So if you had had some relationship with a company and a company's recruiting team and you're not hearing back from them, you might want to check LinkedIn, make sure that they're still working there. How is it affecting? I think because there is now more of a shortage of recruiters, it's you're probably having someone who doesn't understand tech recruiting as well or cybersecurity recruiting as well. And I always say that this is a really great time for reverse education. You know, if you're in an interview with somebody who doesn't quite know how to ask the questions or might be fumbling over, okay, Linux or Java, what is that? Take a breath, be patient, and actually try to have a conversation with them. Don't condescend. Don't criticize. I mean, this person was probably trying to interview an admin and a sales exec 2 hours ago and is now trying to flip and, you know, interview someone in tech and cybersecurity. But if you don't have the patience for that or you don't think the person is open to that conversation, you know, at least get through the interview and see if you can get to the next stage of the interview as far as the tech interview. Mm-hmm. And be sure that you ask that question, you know, will there be someone who understands technology more that can I can ask them questions and they can ask me? I think a lot of job seekers, specifically in cybersecurity, really do themselves a disservice by getting frustrated and angry with that first level of, shall I say, defense, which is the HR recruiting department, who basically has to make sure that certain minimum requirements are met. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, those minimum requirements aren't set by HR. They're set by the program that you're going to be working for, or the, you know, the tech department. And I always find that a fascinating conversation between hiring managers and the recruiters, because hiring managers get really frustrated and they go out and they hire their own firms. Oh. They said, you know, if you just sat down and explained your job requirements to your HR department, you might get something more efficiently done. And I've had several recruiters come online and talk about that. They're like, I have candidates in my pipeline. I just have a tech department that's not willing to sit down and interview the candidates, or at least talk to, you know, tell me more about their requirements. I think in cybersecurity, I like to always think of our biggest challenge is ourselves. We like to say, I'm a pen tester, I'm a crypto, I'm a this. And if you're not going to call me that, I don't want to talk to you. Versus saying, I have these tech skills and I have these soft skills and I like to solve problems, and selling ourselves that way, and selling ourselves in the way that you can create a picture of how you're going to be of value and sell yourself to that company. Too many times I think it's, you know, a square peg and round hole. Yes. and everyone gets mad and we create horrible memes and we shoot down recruiters. Going, look, you know, not everyone's this bad.
No. So having said all that, do you predict any changes to the way that people are recruited this year, given kind of the situation right now?
I think yes. One is, being in here, this industry for over 20 years, the battle cry was, I will only work remote. I will only work remote.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're all working remote. And people are still not finding jobs. I was like, okay, wait a minute. If your battle cry was remote, and you're now all of a sudden have all these remote positions open, and you're not applying for jobs, what is the issue? Well, it's not, well, okay. Yeah. So the pandemic brought us a really good silver lining, that it was at the right time that technology was available, and a lot of technology sped up to the point that we all felt comfortable and almost overloaded. Well, we all were overloaded with virtual this, that, and the other. And I think it gave us, as employers and as employees, an opportunity to decide how much we wanted to be remote and how much we didn't. And even in my community, in the government cleared space, it opened up completely. I mean, we now have remote jobs, 100% remote jobs that are cleared. We have hybrid jobs, you know, 2 days a week inside the facility, 3 days out. We have other positions that you can be remote completely, but you have to be within 2 hours of the facility once a month. So you have to be able to drive and do face-to-face. So I think those changes have really made a big shift in how people look at what kind of jobs they want. I think the other is culture was really big and was a good sort of, how were employees taken care of during the pandemic, and how did companies show up? And so if you really showed up well for your employees during the pandemic, your company culture was rock solid and you have a really good foundation going forward. If you didn't, you still have something to look at. So those kinds of culture questions really took foot during the pandemic. And I mean, even, you know, I became much more of a morale champion inside my company versus outside, because that was what was needed at that time. I think the other thing is, we, other than having a mental health awareness month, we really are looking at where mental health sits within in the recruiting, in employee engagement. I mean, now with all the layoffs, we have a whole new level of stress out there that cannot be pacified with having 10 different kinds of teas and a billiard table in the basement that no one's going to go to because they're all working remote anyway. I think those are some of the changes that used to be nice to's but are now part of the discussion. I get asked about AI a lot. And
is AI replacing my job?
Yes. You know, and there are so many technologies out there that people, it's going to replace your job. It's going to replace your job. Well, you can't replace people. As much as we would love to replace people and we think Skynet's going to take over, I think that people are creative. People have initiative. They are innovative. They know how to read body language. I think that you're always going to be able to re-engineer yourself to keep your job. You just have to be aware of what the environment wants and what you're successful at.
Well, this has been a great conversation, Kathleen. I always love talking to you about recruiting and the things going on in mm-hmm. the career world. So how can our listeners find out more about you and all the stuff you got going on at clearjobs.net?
Best place right now is LinkedIn. So Kathleen Smith on LinkedIn. Our website is clearjobs.net. And I'm on Twitter. Yes, it's Kathleen, but I'm sort of taking a break and being quiet and just being on LinkedIn a little bit. And I will be at some of the B-sides this year. I'm taking a bit of a break, taking care of myself. Last year, I was on a plane about once a week throughout 8 to 10 months, taking care of family and business. So I am not getting on a plane until I go to Vegas this year.
Good for you.
Not until August. Love being on your show, and thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, subscribe on your favorite podcast listening app, or leave us a rating and review. To catch all the latest from the show, visit our website, sharedsecurity.net, for all show notes and previous episodes. Follow us on Twitter at SharedSec, and join our Reddit community on the Shared Security Show subreddit. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week for another episode of the Shared Security Show.